Good afternoon, I'm Jill Sheridan with WFYI News headlines at 5:04. A city employee in Anderson is accusing Mayor Chris Okerman of sexual harassment. City Parks Department business manager Teresa Spencer filed a lawsuit in federal court. Okerman has previously denied Spencer's allegations and says he will not comment on the lawsuit until he's read it and discussed it with his lawyers. The Indiana Democratic Party has appealed the Indiana Recount Commission's decision allowing Charlie White to remain Secretary of State. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports.
The Recount Commission ruled unanimously in June that White was eligible to serve as Secretary of State, though Commission Chair Tom Wheeler did say White came close to crossing the legal line. The Indiana Democratic Party, which filed the complaint against White, appealed the commission's ruling in Marion Circuit Court Thursday. In a statement, Party Chair Dan Parker said the case merits additional scrutiny and Hoosiers deserve a full, fair review of the decision. The Secretary of State's office declined to comment. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.
Two Indiana soldiers are among World War II servicemen whose remains in the Pentagon have now been identified. The military says they died in a plane crash in Papua New Guinea in 1943. The two are from Indiana. They're the Army Air Force's First Lieutenant Jack Volz of Indianapolis and Second Lieutenant William Shyrock of Gary. When you head to the state fair this year, make sure and stop by the Pioneer Village where they're celebrating 50 years at the fair. Visitors can get a taste of pre-modern Hoosier life on the farm. The village began when a Purdue University ag alumni convinced officials to display a handful of antique farming tools. 95 degrees for WFYI News.